it's not over until I win.
Hey friends, we're live at the Les Brown Institute Fall Certification. I encourage all of you who are speakers, trainers, and coaches to join the Les Brown Institute. He's the greatest motivational speaker in the world. If you need to, you can reach out to the CEO himself, Matt Winen. Please do so if you want to take your speaking to another level. If you want to be certified by the master, join the Les Brown Institute. All the information is in the show notes.
Okay, guys, welcome to Brick by Brick. Tempest is inside rocking the stage right now, but here I am out here, and I've got two of Les Brown's finest in front of me. I've got Lynn on my right. You can't see her because this is audio, but here she is, and she's wearing a nice ivory top. I have no idea what you're calling in women terms, but it's a top to me. It's a jacket. Okay, it's a jacket. And she has on a nice blue dress. She's a founding member of the Les Brown Institute. That is a big deal. Yes, a founding member. That means she was here first. Why is it important to be first? Because first is important, right? Because when you're first follower, are the people who you trust the most, and not just trust the most, they're the people who make your crazy idea no longer crazy. All right, so good job to Lynn for being first. Then we have Bobby Kelly. Yes. It's okay. You guys can clap and talk. That's all right. Yeah. Bobby Kelly is here. Now, you're from where again? I know you're in California. Where are you from?
Originally from Alabama.
All right. He's originally from Alabama and then went out to California. And that's not only two different sides of America. That's two totally different cultures. All right. So he literally switched cultures and geographical locations. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to just highlight you two. These two are doing amazing things. I've seen them on stage. They've rocked an audience of 500 people, from people with doctor's degrees all the way down with people with PhDs in the streets. They have done a good job in the Les Brown Institute. So let's start with ladies. You look like a gentleman. Are you still a gentleman?
Yes.
All right. You're still a gentleman. So we're going to actually, this is what we're going to do. Let's start with ladies and see if she wants to go first. How about that one?
That is.
There it is. So, Lynn, do me a favor, because you've been rocking it out, and everybody knows you here. You're most popular. So tell us what you're doing and anything you want to tell us right now.
Okay. Well, my name is Lynn Olias, and what I have been doing is taking action. Like my man TQ says here at the Les Brown Institute, he's the COO. He says you got to take action, and that's what I've been doing. Instead of just sitting home being frustrated, I had a dream. I got up. I did something. I didn't just flip channels and say, I wish I was this or I wish I did that. I went out and did it. I took the leap. It was scary. But meanwhile, I feel better just going out and doing it than not doing anything at all.
That makes sense. So you said you took the leap. So let me ask you a question, because you are a speaker and you are a trainer and you are a coach and you're a CEO and you're an entrepreneur and you're one of the most successful people in Florida. Yes, you are. Receive all your compliments. Yes. Yes, and you're pretty young. So you're talking about moving forward. What would you tell someone out here that, before we list your accolades, what would you tell someone that's afraid to move forward that is not only young, but a young woman?
Well, first things, do not let fear hold you back. That's going to be the biggest mistake that you would make, not doing anything at all. And I really think that the first thing you need to do is listen to your calling. What are you being called out to do? What's your purpose? Find out that, and then find out your why. Because it's not going to be easy. That's what I want to tell everybody. Hard work, though, will get you where you want to go. Perseverance will keep you there. And consistency will get you that success that you're looking for. So stay focused. Don't give up. And keep moving forward.
All right, so stay focused, don't give up, keep moving forward. We appreciate you. But hold on, we're not done with you yet, because I'm feeling some fire coming off of you right now. Definitely some fire coming off of you. So what is it that you do that your future customers who are going to pay her in full, that was for you guys on audio, okay? What do you do that they need to come to you for and hire you for?
Well, my whole motto with Transform Coaching and Consulting is to transform your life, help you to get from point A to Z, wherever it is that you're looking to get. And so transformation, you can understand that it's going to be key. And we work, we pull out. I pull out of you whatever it is that you have. Sometimes it's hard to see the picture in the frame. And so I'm there to come alongside you, to help you build that, to take you from that place of I'm stuck, to get you unstuck. So at this point, one of the things that you can look forward to is that there's going to be a renewing of your mind. That way your life will definitely be transformed.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to say, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say something, and I'm going to have you close this out, or close this section out with anything you want to say. So think about your power quote or whatever you're going to hit it with. Listen, here's what I've noticed about Lynn. She's amazing. It's not my first time seeing her. She's awesome. She is not someone who specializes in something myopic. What she does is she specializes in success. That means if you come to her with anything, she knows how to get you to the next level. She's not just a relationship coach. She's not just a finance coach. She said it herself, transformation. If you want it, she has the tools necessary and the transformational tools necessary to get you there. So let's hear her one more time. Tell us anything you want to say.
Okay. My main message that I want you guys to leave with is that it is really all about you taking leadership of your own life. I come from that place. Before you can lead a group, a staff, a herd, an organization, whatever it is that you're leading, you must learn to lead yourself. So it's about taking that piece. And the hardest person to lead, we know, is ourselves. We got to be self-disciplined. We got to be self-motivated. It is not easy. But taking control of your life and leading it out definitely can happen. And I'm there to help you do that today.
Right. Well, we thank you, Lynn. She is awesome. Wasn't that awesome, Bobby? She's awesome. Right? Look, you guys can't see it, but they're giving each other high fives. No one wants to come on after that. She killed the whole thing. Listen, if you want to get in contact with Lynn and her company, just follow the information in the show notes. It's there right now. She has a full information, email, phone number, all that good stuff for you to get in contact with her. Now, Bobby. You guys can't see him. He's wearing a nice, well, the bottom half of an expensive suit. He has his jacket on the chair on the inside. We snuck out just for a second. He is a lean, mean muscle machine. He has 0% body fat. Literally, the guy runs like 12 miles a day. I'm not joking at all. I'm going to let him tell his story. But he is also a member of the Les Brown Institute. He is Les Brown certified to speak, train, and coach. He is internationally known, especially now after this podcast. He is a great spirit, and for whatever crazy reason, he thought I was Les Brown's son. I received that, I take that, and we are pretty cool, so I'll take that one. That says a lot about me. But let's talk about you. Now, here's what I've noticed about you that I want the audience to know. There's the greatest thing about you. Well, you got plenty of great things about you, but about you is your character. You push off genuine feelings and energy, and that's rare, because and that is extremely rare. This is not, we don't live in this society that's supposed to be genuine. Everybody's selling something, and selling is good, but everybody is lying about something. But you, on the other hand, you get by with being genuine. So before we let you talk about what you want to talk about, why is it that you're so genuine in a world full of disgenuine people?
The reason I'm genuine now, because before I wasn't like that, and I was a person. I think it's two parts of all of us. It's a no limit person, and it's a more person. Meaning the difference, a more person is always stand in the mindset of scarcity. Meaning they want to do something, but they stand. I don't have enough finances. I don't have enough funds. Or they blaming others. And then they wonder why they don't get what they get out of life, because they blaming others. And then it's the no-limit person, which is they're grateful for where they are in their life. They don't need no bigger house. They don't need more things to be happy. They realize that happiness is from inside, not from an outside world. And they accept where they're at. And I noticed that these people, the no-limit people, can care less about they can care less about needing attention. I mean, like me personally, I love attention. I love when I get applause. I love when people read my studies and read my things, but I don't need it. right? So and that's what I want to try to tell people. What I need is my heart to beat. I need food in my stomach. I need water, right? And that's the part that the big difference between a no limit person and the more person. So you just want to be grateful for what you do have. In order to get more, you got to be grateful for what you just little things you do have. Because if you're not grateful for what you have now, the universe is not going to give you more. That's right. So
that's right. That's fair. Yeah, that's why we love Bobby. Yeah. Everybody loves Bobby around here. Okay, man. So tell them what you do. I have some more questions for you for us to get to know you a little bit more. But tell them what you're currently doing. And, of course, we have how you can contact him in the show notes as well. But tell us what you're currently doing.
Well, I'm currently doing, at the moment, right now I'm like a life coach. I love helping people. No matter where you come from, I think first you got to change your thoughts, change your life. It's all come up, thoughts or things. And you can basically manifest anything you like. You got to learn to control your thoughts. But what I'm currently doing right now, I'm really big into fitness. I run 12 miles a day. I go to the gym every night. And I just like staying physical fit. And I read books, like 4 or 5 books a week. And I like coaching and mentoring people. The people who society frown upon, like the people like who didn't go to school or they think they're a low life, so they think they don't have the motivation because people look at them different. I like talking to those people like, hey man, you're here for a purpose. I mean, if you're still breathing, if you woke up today, there's a reason why we're here.
And let me ask you, why do you feel so drawn to those type of people?
Oh, can I tell you my story?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, my story, I'm originally from Alabama, but after college, I decided to go to California, and I had the corporate job making great money, great houses, nice cars, and I met my wife, and we had the perfect life. We had 2 beautiful kids, a daughter and a son, and something unexpected happened. We fast forward like 6 or 7 years, she wanted a divorce, and I'm at the top of my field, the president of the company, and everybody looked at me like I'm a success. And I was like, how can I be a success if I'm going to a divorce? How can I motivate people if I'm Bobby, like you said, God, how can this happen to me, right? Like, why is it happening? I did everything you asked me. Why is it happening to me? And it happened, and I didn't want to be around people. And I was depressed for like 3 months. And I remember I ended up literally just walking away from my job, I had no contact with the outside world for literally 3 months. And in that time, I started making the bad decisions. Like, I started taking all my life savings. I was starting hitting nightclubs and bars, spending $700 a night, getting all my fake friends and trying to get revenge for my ex-wife, because I was like, I'm going to show her. And I remember I kept making bad decisions, and it led up to a DUI. And I remember me sending that cold sale, and I mean, like they said, the cops didn't care who I were. They took my shoes off. I was literally sending an 8x sale with my shoes off, looking like back at myself, basically. And it didn't hit me until I got the DUI that I just sent my ex-wife. Mentally, I just sent her love. Like, I forgive you. I forgive myself. I'm sorry. It was my fault. It's not yours. And then at that moment in the jail cell, my life changed. I literally changed the way I looked at things, right? And everything changed. And then I remember when I got out, the first call I called and I told her physically, I said, I'm very sorry I knew I was always working. I know we had the good life. You had this, but it was my fault. I'm very sorry. And I see that now. And then after that, I started going to the gym more. I got serious. I started reading books. I started utilizing my time more. I stopped spending money in the clubs. I started investing in myself. I started attending seminars, and on podcasts, and listening to motivational and reading books, and everything changed. Like everything. I started meeting the people who were supposed to come in my life, showed up in my life, and everything is like total bliss. And I teach my kids too. It's about less is more, if that makes sense. And then this year, actually, I'm teaching my kids for this Christmas, we're going to pick friends. And instead of receiving gifts, I told them that I'm going to buy 3 gifts for your friend, not your family, but for your friends. And it's all about giving. And I'm a true believer. Before, when I was in scarcity, I didn't believe that. But I give now. Like, I stopped saying, what's in it for Bobby Kelly? And how might I serve you? And I kid you not, I implement that into my life, where I give willingly, love, money, anything I have, and I just noticed the universe is just keep giving back to me. Wow. The more I give, the more I receive it. And if you would have known me prior to my divorce, you would be like, I never would have known who I'm at right now. Like, it's like, it's just total blissfulness. Like I said on the stage earlier, just total blissfulness where I'm at right now and where I'm headed. And it's just amazing, man. Like,
man, awesome.
It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, do me a favor, because I was actually going to do some closing thoughts, but you gave them. So tell us why they should join the Les Brown Institute and why you love the Les Brown Institute.
Well, like I said, when I was in my depression, Les Brown was one of the YouTube. I kept listening to him. I kept listening to Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar. But Les Brown, he stood out to me because I think he stood out to me because one thing that resonated with me, he said, you don't got to be good to get started, but in order to become great, you have to start. And I mean, when he said that I just kept repeating it and repeating. I was like, that's so true. No matter where you at, no matter where you're going, but you have to start.
That's right.
I mean, you know what I mean? So, and I was like, and once he said that, and it just resonated with me, and I was like, wow, I know what I want to do now, and I got to start at some point. And like you said, you can't, and the one thing that I like the most, like I said earlier, you cannot, if you're the pitcher, it's hard to look in the frame if you're the pitcher.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, and if you literally like listen to that, understand that, it can literally change your whole perception.
Wow.
And
that's awesome, man. Thank you very much, Lynn. We close out with you. Same question. Why do you love the Les Brown Institute? And why should they join?
Oh, wow. Definitely join. I've been blessed to be a part of other organizations and be certified as a coach through different groups that I may not mention right now. However, what I have noticed about the Les Brown team, my goodness, it is a family place. Every time I come, I feel like I am welcomed by my own. And when you leave, you know, right now we were just in there and Les closed out with his daughter, and it just felt so like family.
Yeah.
Everybody is on a next plane and next level. So if you've been out there and you're feeling like there's no other way for you, there's no friends, no family, whatever that you're looking to do, and you need support, additional support, this is the place to come and get it. This is it right here. So join right here. There's no other way. I am blessed to be here. Every door has opened even more because I've been here.
That's it, guys. You can find both of them on the show notes. Bobby Kelly and Lynn. She's amazing. Lynn's so cold, we only call her Lynn. She has no last name. That's how famous. She's like Beyonce, just Lynn. That's how she is. Listen, guys, we appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Join the Les Brown Institute as fast as you can. If you are a public speaker, a trainer, or a coach, you can find out exactly how in the show notes. You can email the CEO, Matt Wannan, directly to tell him the Brick by Brick podcast where you heard it from. He'll know exactly how to get you in. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you and good night.
Hi, guys. I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend. But the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.